Seeing the Son of Man, a meditation on Revelation 1, 12 through 16. What greater gift than that God take my mind, my heart, and turn them to the Son of Man, and make me taste and see and burn with holy joy that He would show Himself to me. Clothed with a crimson robe, bound at His chest, around His heart and lungs, the love-gashed habitat of life. O Christ, impart from neatness golden sash, breath from Your boundless cache. His hair, a woolen glacier, white as snow, vast, ageless, cold in airless Himalayan height, a mystery as old as God. This ice defies the fire in His eyes, but not His feet. Like solid air, translucent bronze, pure heat as from a burning furnace, bare they terrify the street. If all beneath is dread, do I not fear His tread? His voice, the roar of myriad tons of water as a wall of crystal crashing, like the guns on battleships that maul the beach and haunt the day 100 miles away. And in His hand, the hand that holds the universe and plies omnipotence, He thus unfolds the boundless evening skies, and there kindly bestirs His cosmic messengers. And from His mouth, a two-edged sword, so sharp it severs light from dark, as if they never warred, and pierces in the fight with death between the bone and marrow of a stone. And then, at last, He comes to me. And as I fall, undone as if to die from joy, I see His face, the blazing sun, before me one sword length, is shining in full strength.